Motorola unveiled, obviously, and we talked about it a little bit last week, a few new devices, their new crop of flagships, as well as their most popular device, as they repeatedly tell you, the Moto G. And Michael, you wrapped up a review of the new Moto G, the Moto G 2015 edition, and you posted it just a couple of hours ago, actually. What did you think?
That's right. Yeah, it was an interesting journey getting to know this thing, because I sort of sat there at the Motorola event in New York City, and they were unveiling everything, and I was really, the style and the play, and I was like, oh, cool. Then they unveil a G, and it's like, okay, it's like, it has a Moto Maker and a small processor bump, and it's water resistant, but that's basically it. And my mind immediately went to the competition. Immediately was like, well, this blew me away in 2013, and in 2014, it was still like a really good value. But this is a world now where we have competition like the ASUS ZenFone 2, that starts at $199, and the Alcatel OneTouch Idol 3, which I think starts at $249, with larger screens, arguably better processors, better camera in one respect, better audio in another. So I'm sitting there in New York saying, man, I don't know. You guys is the Moto G bringing enough to the table now to stay relevant? And it took me about 6 days to determine that yes, it is. I don't know what'll happen next year. I think they have to do something different next year. But Motorola made a name for the Moto G by building a really, really solid and simple and stupid affordable smartphone. And they've done it again with this device, and it's like I'm somewhat impressed on the whole. I'm not as impressed as I have been, but I think it's still a really, really good buy if you're looking to pinch some pennies.
Yeah, I think that it's a good point that you make, that this kind of was the year where these pretty affordable, particularly for the specs that they're packing, devices kind of became something that wasn't just a random incident here and there. Like, everybody seems to have one now. Right. And I think that's going to continue, because obviously it sells well. Like we said, Motorola loves to tout that the Moto G is their most successful phone 2 years in a row. And that is largely because of the price, but also because of the quality, kind of the bang for the buck factor. Yep. I think the other side to that, though, is in comparison to things like Alcatel, manufacturers like Alcatel and some of the other ones, they are bringing out phones that compare in price and maybe even outdo in specs. Support is kind of an iffy territory with some of those manufacturers. And I think for consumers, that is potentially a big deal. And I think Motorola does a pretty good job as far as that's concerned. They've made somewhat of a commitment to upgrading their phones timely, although haven't done a very good job of upgrading the Moto X 2013. I know, because my wife has one and I'm still waiting. She's on KitKat. Every time I like take the phone to do something with it, I'm reminded. I'm like, wow, it's been almost a year. Like, why are you still on KitKat?
Yeah.
This was said to be updated a long time ago, and it still hasn't. So, but they say that they have a commitment to that, and more or less, I think on a lot of their devices, I think that rings true. So the support definitely is worth something in that equation as well.
It is. Yeah, I was surprised when I was doing a comparison between this year's G and last year's that last year's my unlocked demo unit still doesn't have, it's still stuck on 5.0.2, even though it's the pure edition from Motorola. And I was like, I thought I was missing something. I had to go look it up. But yeah, so they stumble on a couple of these things. But I do think that, yeah, on the whole, I think you're right. They come out ahead of the competition with regard to long-term support, even though they're not perfect. Nobody
sure.
else.
Sure. So if someone was to ask you, I have $200 as my top end to buy a phone.
Burning a hole in my pocket. What do I get?
And I need a phone. Is this as much of an instant kind of get the Moto G response for you, or is it different?
It still is, but there's a sticking point with the $200 price point, because we didn't review the $179 version. Motorola seated the 2 gig of RAM and 16 gig of storage, actually 11 point whatever gig of storage. The higher end model. So that's what we reviewed. And, that's fine. I would like to have taken a look at the lower end one to see what exactly I do get for $180. I'm sure there's some multitasking stuff that doesn't work as well and all that kind of stuff. But, yes, absolutely. I think that this is still the phone I would recommend to the vast majority of people. In the comments, particularly at Pocket Now, we have an audience that is really spec heavy in terms of their interests.
Sure.
And so they'll typically be like, well, no, the Asus has got 4 gigs of RAM at a similar price point, or it's got a bigger screen. But for a regular person who I, you know, I hesitate to use that blanket term, but for most consumers, I do think the Moto G is a buy that's much easier to advocate, because it's just a simple, like, oh, yeah, what do you want? You just want a phone that sort of just works and has useful enhancements, and you can sort of use it with one hand still. And, oh, by the way, you can drop it in your beer if you want. Yeah, get the Moto G. I mean, I think they've certainly done it again at Motorola.
I just think the Moto G continues to be a good entry point or a phone. You know, you've got a teenager, you've got, mm-hmm. you know, parents, you know, like the kind of thing where, like, people, like, we admit that we are power users and we bang the heck out of our phones.
We have great expectations for our devices.
Yes, lots of requirements. But, like, you know, but honestly, you know, like, you know, if you've got a kid in high school and you want to give him a phone that will work and all this stuff that can, you know, is water resistant and is durable and can get the job done, it seems like a good choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I almost got my wife a G. She was, in fact, here's her old phone right here. It's a Nexus 4. And it was going wonky. The screen had a dead spot in it, actually, for touch. So it wasn't working. And I ended up finding a used Nexus 5 for instead. But if I didn't find that Nexus 5, I was going to get her the Moto G, just because she's kind of hard on the phone. She just wants it to work. She wants it to be reliable. And you know, they've got that reputation. So I would definitely still recommend it. The Moto G and the Moto X are still fairly high up there on my recommendation list. If someone doesn't want to go to the Nexus for some reason, I mean, I always start with the Nexus 6 because I love my Nexus 6. And then from there, it's like, well, the 5's kind of getting old. You know, Google may announce a new 5-inch phone. So you might want to wait on that. Or if you want to get one right away, there's always the Moto X and the Moto G. So it's kind of like my second or third tier of go-to recommendations.
This is the first Motorola. For the last couple of years, they've had it's been super AMOLED screen, right?
I don't know.
I think it's just straight AMOLED.
Straight AMOLED. So it does their active notifications. Do you have and this is LCD, right?
Yeah, it is. That's you turn it off, you know, sideways. You look at it off axis, and you're like, oh, that's not black. That's like bright white blue.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, that's a little bit of a bummer, I suppose.
It is, yeah. And it's you know, you think about it every time that Moto display fires up, because it is great to have Moto display. I think it's one of the more convenient things. I carry a Moto X as my personal unit, so I really have gotten used to that convenience. But on the Moto X, you know, at least. I mean, I've never tested this, but you assume that because it's an AMOLED panel and it's only lighting those pixels, those very, very finite pixels that are needed for Moto display, that it's maybe saving some battery. On this, on the new Moto G, it's got to light that whole, you know, the backlight's got to fire up. It lights the whole panel. I'm sure it's not very battery efficient, but then again, this phone doesn't seem to need any help in the battery department.